This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday at 8:30 Pacific. It is 3:30 here in the UK. And let's get together. Hey, hey. It is great to be here with you today, just before we hit the first main holiday, I feel, of the year. That is Easter Ostara, whatever you like to call it. It is still 3:30 here in the UK because our clocks still haven't gone to British summertime, but they will this weekend, which means an hour less sleep. So at least I will feel that I'm back in sync with you in the States, apart from apparently Arizona. Somebody told me that Arizona doesn't change their clocks. If that's true, can you let me know in the chat room? A very good morning to you. I'm going to go and have a look in the Facebook chat room. I love to be in there, and I know I can see some of you who have been in there. If you want to come and join us in the chat room, especially if you're new to 1-2 Radio, if you're already a Facebook person, just put in 1-2 Radio and it'll take you there. If not, go to the website 1-2radio.com, look at the menu. On the left-hand side, you will see there's an option to chat. Click on it and it will take you there. It is a closed group, but I'm sure somebody will let you in and you'll find some gorgeous people in there like Maureen and Sandy. Good morning to Gwyn and Pamela, Renee and Laura. I can see you coming in and asking for messages. I'm just going to turn all the comments the right way up. If you're listening in Facebook land, would you please do something about this? It drives us all nuts, and put the comments in the order they arrive in the first place rather than this top contributors thing. It drives me bonkers. Anyway, I can see that you're all asking for readings, so I have my Wisdom Tarot deck with me. I will be doing that. I was really, really, really fingers crossed hoping that my new deck would have turned up today. I am expecting it's released today. There's a new deck that brings together two of the loves of my life, which is dragons and archangels. I haven't got it yet. The post hasn't turned up, but trust me, as soon as it arrives the following week, when I've got to know the deck, I shall be doing readings with it. So here we are approaching Easter, Ostara, if you prefer that. And we have public holidays here. I don't know if you have them in the States. Obviously, Good Friday. Saturday becomes a normal day. Obviously, Easter Sunday. And then we have a public holiday here in the UK, apart from Scotland. Who doesn't get one? Maybe Scotland is Arizona. Oh, no time change in Arizona. Thank you for that, Renee. That must be confusing. How lovely to be a state that folds its arms and has a tantrum and goes, no, shan't. Can I do that unilaterally here in Cornwall, do you think? Can I just turn around and say, I'm not changing my clocks? Drives me bonkers. You know I was speaking about that last week. So let's have a think about Easter. Ostara. Well, it's almost spring. It's almost April. Therefore, I will be a little less lost in terms of times with the States. There's lots of egg hunts about. Eggs, of course, in all the shops here. Most of them chocolate. I have really fond memories of egg hunts. My mother always used to hide little eggs, only little chocolate eggs around the house. And I tried to do that tradition with my daughter as well when she was old enough to do it and could read. You know, she didn't just give eggs. I'd do a little treasure trail and I'd put lots of little eggs in odd places in the house and do little clues, and she had to go round and try and find them, usually with one of her pet stuffed animals. She wasn't a girl who was into lots of dolls. She was a bit like me, a bit of a tomboy, had lots of fluffy animals, so usually the rabbits would get grabbed and so a couple of fluffy stuffed dogs, and they used to go around and help her looking for these eggs. Of course, the dogs, even stuffed, weren't allowed to have chocolate eggs because, well, dogs aren't allowed chocolate. It's not good for them. So let me just have a look in the chat room, and thank you for letting me know about Arizona. I'd love to know. I must look that up on the internet because I'm sure that it will tell me how it was that they got to do that. I just love the idea. Completely maverick state. So good morning to Laura. You would like a message. Good morning to Maureen, Libra sister. You'd like a reading if time permits. Of course, it will be my pleasure. Renee, happy Thursday to you. Sandy, you're still recovering, feeling a little better day by day. That is Very, very good news, Sandy. I'm very pleased for you. I will do a message for you later. Good morning to Pamela, listening live today. And Gwen, greetings. This year is going along swiftly. Oh, yes. It's Maundy Thursday. Mercury's slowing down. Yes, it is. Moon's in Scorpio. Oh, and your dragon's name. That is lovely that you share. What a fabulous name. Your dragon is called Galan. And he's got emerald scales and yellow glass eyes. Is there a message for me? Undoubtedly, I will go in there and have a look. Renee, thank you for telling me about Arizona. Pamela would like a message. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth as well. Okay, let me go back up to the top and deal with these messages, and then I can do some more Easter things. I warn you, you can expect some egg jokes. Exactly, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Good morning to Laura. Let's do a message. I got my wisdom deck, so let us tune into the glorious energies that are around today. We have had every form of weather today in Cornwall for spring that you can imagine. We've had gales, we've had hail, snow, sun, we'd say rain, but it was more like a monsoon. Just extraordinary, extraordinary weather. I'm sorry, I did warn you. So, Laura, a card for you, please. There, wow, that came out quickly. So, that's an interesting card I have for you. I have the Five of Swords. Now, a lot of people don't like to see this card because it means it's to do with thought, because it's swords, it's our mental process. And it sometimes means that we're missing something or there is something we need to learn from a situation. Perhaps what is presented in front of us is not the whole picture. Or it's a situation that hasn't gone how we wanted it to, and we're mentally feeling a bit kind of ragged and sore. But the trick is to actually look for the lesson in it. It's also a message to be wary of people who you instinctively feel lack integrity or have questionable motives. It's basically, it's look underneath the surface, Laura. That would be the message for this card. So I hope that's helpful today. Maureen, my lovely Libra sister, would love a reading. Someone else feeling a little under the weather. Well, that full moon, my goodness. Yes, it was quite something. And of course, it was in our sign Libra. So let's just see. I call in Raphael to help you and just see. It will, hopefully this too shall pass, you say. Indeed, it shall. Let us say that. I'm hearing, before I even go near the decks, this is a message for you, a bit like Mercury, to slow down. And it's not giving you a lot of choice about it. And that's why it's your joints, because it's making you slow down. It's also when I have pain in joints, I also have to ask myself, where am I not being flexible? Particularly if the joints that are sore are my knees or my hips. I have to ask myself, where spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and am I not being flexible? So let me have a look, see what the cards would say to add to that. I get two out for you. So I've got a fire card and an earth card. Now the earth card, I think, is to do with this slowing down, because it is one of my favorite cards. It's the seven of earth, and it's someone who's in a garden planting, tending the most beautiful flowers. I think they're peonies. They look kind of like peonies. They look like a cross between a rose and a peony. They are luscious. And behind her, she has a watering can and a huge brick wall. And the wall is shutting her off from what was past, what has gone. And what she's having to do is tend what is in front of her, what is beautiful. It's about seeds well planted. It's about putting efforts in, but the need for patience, because they haven't grown yet. And there on the card are the words, a time for resting and planning the future and unnecessary worry. So I think, Maureen, the message loud and clear is that you need to take time out and rest and tune into yourself. Good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove, my colleague from 1-2 Listen. I've just seen you sign into the room. Lovely to have you there. Maureen, I had a second card here. It's a fire card. It's the two of fire. It's about taking the next steps and expanding your plans and moving forward. And because it came with that seven and that message, I think that what is clear is the universe here is asking you to reevaluate, to look at your plans, which I know you've been doing, for where you want to go in life and finding your path. And it's asking you to just slow up completely, particularly as we have this Mercury retrograde coming, which asks us to slow up anyway, together with a solar eclipse. The 8th of April is going to be so powerful. So, and you're coming into that energy, Maureen. So this is not a time to be pushing forward. This is a time to be nurturing yourself, looking, especially with this flexibility I'm shown, you know, do you need to go sideways and around rather than dead ahead? Is this a place for looking for alternatives? It will come to you, I feel sure. Moving down, Sandy, also, you've been under the weather, so you've taken 3 weeks off. That is good to hear because you're very stressed. So let's just see what message I can bring for you over this Easter period, Ostara eggs, hatching plans. Interestingly, I've got two cards that kind of match your energy, Sandy. I've got the Four of Water, which is about feeling emotionally you're missing out, emotionally something's lacking. And I have the Five of Fire, which is you cannot see the way forward, which is very much reflects, I think, the position that you're talking about, that you're in. But I do know when I see this Four of Water, that no, you can't see where you want to be at the moment. And this chap is sitting with his back to a tree. I love this card because it illustrates for me the essence of this card so well. He's sitting looking a little downcast with his back to the tree, looking at three empty cups in front of him. But behind him, the Archangel Shamuel is there with the fourth cup. And this tree that he's sitting under has golden apples. And the apples have fallen on the ground and they're all around him. If he just reached his hand out, he could pick one up. But he's looking dead ahead at these three empty cups. So he can't see the golden apples. He can't see the opportunities. And then we've got this Five of Fire, which again is somebody looking into mirrors and they're just reflecting everything back at him. But he could quite easily take two steps to the left and walk around the mirrors. So I'm having a feeling that that's kind of what's going on with you, Sandy, at the moment. Is, again, I know we've said this before, is putting out to the universe exactly what it is that you want to do in life. And you're talking about the job making you too stressed. And you're very tired. And again, in these energies, especially coming up to the 8th of April and Mercury retrograde, this is, again is life saying to you, what do you want to do? And I have an egg, I was going to call it meditation, but process coming up later in the show. So that might be helpful to you, especially if you can do it with some friends. I hope that's helpful. Pamela, good morning. Listening live. Gwyn, yes, it's going swiftly. And a message for you. Oh, I'm so excited about your dragon. I'm so pleased for you. So a message, please. Let's just see if I can call in the dragons, even though this is an angelic deck. Can I call in the dragons? My dragon Max is saying hello to your dragon. So let's see. What, Max, can you channel through me, please? Okay. And he did. Water cards. Oh, well, a card of celebration. There they are, dancing. Three of Water. And also the Five of Water. So the celebration, I think, is pretty clear. The two dragons celebrating you, celebrating meeting, celebrating you like dragons. The Water card is very much about forgiving of others or letting stuff flow by you. Sometimes this is this chap who's just been missing the golden apples is now standing up and looking at the river of life flowing past him. And he's accepting where he is. And it's only a little stream. Again, he can jump. We know he's going to jump over it and go past. But he's not attaching to anything. He's forgiving and knowing that everything happens for a reason. And he's looking for hidden blessings. So I think hidden blessings is the phrase that your dragon would bring through to you. Let me have a look. Pamela would like a message. So here we go. What can we bring forth? An Easter Ostara message for Pamela. An earth card for you. Eight of coins, eight of earth. This is a woman who is really getting down to work. She's in a workshop. She's got a lathe. She's fashioning her own coins, her own life. She's a very skilled woman. So she's using all the skills that she has learned through life to create this next step, this next coin. So it's about attention to detail, because this woman has skills. It's about doing things you love, because she clearly does love what she's doing. And it's using the energies of the moment, the retrograde and this upcoming solar eclipse, to fashion what you want your life to look like next. That is the message for you, Pamela. Tara, good morning. I'm going to refresh this page because I can see lots of people coming in with comments. So bear with me, but while I do this, I have to say I'm delighted that my mouse and my computer are actually talking to each other today. Always a bonus. I shouldn't have said that, shall I? I should jinx it. But no, we're doing okay. So let me have a look and see where we've got to. Come on. We don't want top comments. I want all comments. We're getting there. We're getting there. Bear with me. Okay. So, sounds like an excellent day for a message. Jolly good, Tara. I like the egg jokes. Perfect. Laura, you're very welcome. You appreciate the message. Good morning to Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Shirin. I would appreciate the company and the protection of the dragons, Fae, and others this Saturday at an event where I'll be faced with family members with whom I'm having disagreements. Always very difficult. The trouble with seasonal celebrations, whether they be Christmas or Easter or whatever draws us together, is obviously we can find ourselves in company of people who are our physical, our blood family, but we don't necessarily see eye to eye with them. I completely get that one. So let's see what the dragons, I'm going to call in the dragons and the fae. And obviously they're telling you don't take things personally, because you know your truth, you know your authenticity, you know what's inside your egg. So just see them for the path they're walking and know it's not your path. Wrap your dragon around you. If you do Reiki, I don't know what skills you have, Shirin, but you could send some Reiki into the event in advance. If you don't do Reiki, just send your intent with a ball of light into the meeting in advance. Wrap a dragon around you. Wrap Archangel Michael around you. Archangel Michael works with the throat chakra. He's also very protective. And just let everybody have their say. And they're entitled to their opinion. It doesn't have to be yours. So just watch the conversation flow past and don't attach to it. Obviously, that then becomes difficult if they become confrontational and say, well, what do you think, knowing perfectly well that you don't agree with them? In which case you could, it's a very Libran thing. I know we don't like to make waves, but you could just say, well, that's your opinion and thank you for letting me know. I'd rather not comment at this moment. And just walk away from it. That is one way of dealing with it. If they're real fire signs, they're not going to like that. But give it a go and take Archangel Michael with you. Maureen, good morning. Gwyn, I'm here for the egg jokes and the chocolate. Existential. I love it. Keep them coming. Sandy, I'm glad that helped a little. Focus on what you want. Absolutely. Now then, I'm looking at the time to see where we go. I will come back in the Facebook chat room and check that I've done everybody a reading later. I just wanted to talk about this. I was going to call it egg game. It's an egg practice. You can do it as a meditation. I did it with some friends when we did the equinox. We put in an extra layer of things. And I had this idea of the yolk, rich growing center of an egg. So all I did was get pieces of paper, blank pieces, give everybody in the circle of friends a pencil. But on it, I had written on each piece of paper, I am an egg. Yes, I know I don't look like an egg, but I am an egg. And I am open to, I am hatching, dot, dot, dot. And the exercise, was that they had to just spend some time. We played a little music and went did a contemplation. And they went inside and decided, what are they hatching in their egg? What are they open to? That was the real key phrase. I am open to. What are you open to? Because we have this Mercury retrograde. We have this incredible solar eclipse that is going to open us up. So maybe try that with your friends. And then I got a receptacle. In this case, because we'd been drumming, we did a drum circle. We tipped up one of the drums. And everybody scrunched up their piece of paper in their hands, rolled it round in their hands till it was circular, and threw it in the drum. And we gave the drum a really good shake. And then we all picked out, I think we all put three pieces of paper in, so we all picked three out. And I wondered whether we would pick our own affirmations or sayings. And you know, none of us did. So then it became interesting that you picked a message about what you're open to that was given to you. And I think in all cases, it was incredibly apposite. It was incredibly relevant, even though we hadn't written it. So you could do that with some friends and light a candle and just find any nice receptacle and put your eggs, a basket. The angels are laughing at me saying, a basket, of course. Exactly. So put them in a basket and see what you pull out. It will be, it's a nice thing to do. I was also saying earlier, I was feeling a little bit lost with all these time changes. There's been a lot of being lost around here in Cornwall. We have a major road called the A30. It is like the spine of Cornwall. It goes from one end to the other. And for the last 2 years, they've been widening one bit because the whole of Cornwall is a big dual carriageway. And then you come down to this one thin bit that has farm tractors on it, and the whole of Cornwall just comes to a graunching halt. And it's a holiday county. Everybody comes down on holiday. Oh, so we're surrounded by ocean. It's a holiday county. And they were supposed to have this done by March. And because we've had such atrocious weather all winter, it hasn't stopped raining. They couldn't get the road laid. It's been like a quagmire of mud. And they were saying how they're hoping to get it done in June. But in the meantime, everybody is getting lost because as they build it, they keep changing the road layouts and all the roundabouts and exits that used to be there aren't. But they haven't quite caught up with the signage. So, for example, I was going to visit a girlfriend of mine in a lovely seaside village called Porthtowan. And I know exactly where the road is. And I went barreling up the A30 and thought, right, I'll take the next right turn. And the next right turn wasn't there. So I then went barreling for miles past thinking, well, I'm going to have to come off at some point and double back and try and find what's left of the original roundabout, which I can recognise because it's got a large Starbucks in the middle of it. Just completely lost. And I was saying to someone this morning, is this just me? And they said, no. Even the locals are getting lost. It's hopeless. And I felt I've had so many people present to me like that with life problems. I think that life, the universe, is rearranging a great many things for a great many of us at the moment, some of which is in our control to do something about and some of which is not. And as I say that, the bridge at Baltimore comes into my mind. That so touched me. That, you know, those poor men who went to work and were working on it, and then that happened. I send my love to everybody involved in that, everybody who witnessed it as well. Very sad. So sometimes we can do things, something about it, and sometimes they're just so out of left field, a bit like that bridge. Who would have thought that a ship would crash in a bridge and it fell like a pack of cards, like matchsticks? It was just the most odd thing to have happened. So if you're feeling lost, and a lot of people are telling me that they are, and we have this Mercury retrograde, as I was saying earlier, don't try and push forward, because rather like that five of fire and the four of water cards I was talking about, when you can't see the way properly, then you take a wrong turning. That's like me barreling up the A30 and thinking, I needed to go right, but it wasn't there. It's time to pull up and maybe stop and maybe turn around and take a look at where we've been, which Mercury retrograde, of course, gives us exactly that opportunity. I love the idea, the analogy of that, it pulls up and we kind of go backwards and get the chance to take a look at what has gone on in our life, and we may like it, or maybe it gets us a chance to see those turnings that we missed and decide what perhaps we might like to have done about that. So I just thought I'd share that analogy of these roadworks, because it did come to me that that's a bit what it feels like in life at the moment. I think it is because we're coming up on this eclipse, which I'm so excited for. I think it's going to be extraordinary. It's in Aries. The moon is in Aries. It's a solar eclipse. Mercury is retrograde. It's going to be a doozy. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity. All of those good things. I'm now taking a final look back in the Facebook chat room just to make sure I haven't missed anybody or any comments. I'm zooming down past them all. Sandy, you're very welcome. Good morning. Oh, Denise, very quickly, I need to do your card. Good morning to Mariana as well. A message for you. Let's see if I can quickly do those. So Denise, Queen of Water, loving, compassionate, very psychic, trust your intuition. And if you're getting together with family and friends, share the love rather than the differences. And I'm just very quickly, because I'm looking at the clock and seeing how much time I have left. Just got time to do this. A card for Mariana. So what do the angels want you to know today for your highest good? Mariana, just tuning into your energy. There we go. I have a swords card, which is an air card. It is to do with our mental process. I have this beautiful lady who's in a glorious garden, but she feels a bit trapped. She wants to go and see more of the outside world. This is an eight, the infinity loop. She wants to be out. But if you're feeling stuck or entrapped, it is an illusion. It is a mental illusion, because it's very rare that, unless you're in prison, in which case, okay, you might be trapped. But even in prison, you're free to have your own thoughts. So if you're feeling stuck, or you're feeling a lack of self-confidence that makes you feel or think that you can't move forward, don't be afraid to actually say, actually, I can move forward. Take a grip, take a responsibility for your life, and just decide that there will be a way around. Now, you may not see that way around immediately. Again, with these cards I've been showing you, it may not be immediately obvious, but there will be a way. If you tell the universe that's what you want to do and give it time to realign things, especially if what you want and what you need are the same thing. We live in extraordinary times. I think that manifesting and manifestation is coming in much more quickly these days than it ever used to do. So if you're feeling in any way that there's something you want to manifest, and that applies not just to you, Mariana, but to everybody, make sure that what you want and what you need are in alignment. And that might take a bit of digging to find the truth of that, a bit of meditating. You might find it if you do the egg exercise and see what you should be open to that you hadn't written down. That might give you a clue. It's all of that really lovely, exciting, extra information. Okay, I'm done with the egg jokes. I am sorry. So I am planning to be back at the same time here on 1-2 Radio next week. I will get the show up on demand as fast as I possibly can. So if there's something you wanted to catch again, then you will be able to do that on the replay. Do stay with 1-2 Radio, because you know that Jay and Raven are on the way next with their show. I can't wait to see who's going to be the recipient of the backstage pass. Always a pleasure to get to know my colleagues better. Enjoy your eggs, chocolate or otherwise. Have an extraordinary time. Lots of love. Take care, and bye-bye for now.